Welcome to Prompted, the podcast where we spark imagination one writing prompt at a time. My name is Eric, and I'll be your host on this journey of creative exploration, where the boundaries between words and imagination blur. New episodes of Prompted will be released every Monday, so be sure to tune in each week for fresh inspiration. You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, or you can listen directly from our website, thepromptedpodcast.org. In each episode, I explore creative writing through in-depth discussions in our deep dive segments. I will also feature my own original poetry and other writing inspired by the writing prompts from the previous week. And to keep it going, I'll share a new writing prompt at the end for you to try. I'd love to see what you're working on. Share your writing with me using the hashtag #PromptedPodcast on Blue Sky. I'm always eager to connect with listeners and hear how the prompts are inspiring you. So, without further ado, let's dive into today's creative writing journey. This week's deep dive is called Rhythm Without Rhyme. We're exploring the sound and rhythm of language in our creative writing, how words can move, breathe, and build tension even when there's no rhyme to guide them. Whether it's free verse, poetic prose, or a flash piece that needs to hit right, rhythm is the quiet engine driving it all. It's what pulls a reader through a line or stops them in their tracks. So let's dig into what rhythm looks like when rhyme steps aside and how writing prompts can be the perfect starting point for finding your flow. Ever read something short, just a few lines, and felt it land? No rhyme, no big vocabulary, no flashy metaphors. Just something about how it moved, the way the words hit. It's in the beat between them. That's rhythm. It's subtle, but it's everywhere. And when you're writing short form, poetry, microfiction, even lyrical prose, rhythm can be the difference between something that hums and something that falls flat. Rhythm isn't just for poetry. It's what makes a story feel right. Think about it. When you're reading something, rhythm is what keeps you moving. It's how the words flow, how they create pauses or push you forward. In short-form writing, especially microfiction or poetry, every word counts. You don't have the luxury of long descriptions or elaborate setups. Rhythm helps pack feeling into each line. It can mimic emotion, the quick pace of anxiety, the slow pull of dread, or the sudden jolt of excitement. When the rhythm's off, the piece feels flat. But when it clicks, even a short piece can stick with you. Rhythm in writing doesn't just come from rhyme. It's built from the flow of words, pauses, and how the language itself moves. Rhythm starts with sentence and line length. Short sentences create a quick pace. Think about the punch of a one-word sentence. It hits, it's sudden, and it pushes you forward. On the flip side, long sentences slow you down. They build tension, let you breathe. It's the difference between the storm hit. That's a short sentence. The storm hit hard, shaking the house, the windows rattling, the wind howling, until nothing else mattered but the sound of it. The short sentence is quick and harsh. The longer one creates a rolling, almost cinematic rhythm. Punctuation is a major player in setting rhythm. Commas, periods, and em dashes give us a chance to pause, catch our breath, or snap the pace forward. A comma might break up a sentence, letting you linger on a thought. She ran, her feet pounding the pavement, her heart in her throat. An em dash, on the other hand, is sudden. It cuts through like a breathless interruption. She ran so fast she barely saw the streetlights blur into a line. The punctuation doesn't just tell us what to read, it tells us how to feel the rhythm of the writing. Repetition is a subtle but powerful rhythmic tool. It can create a steady beat or build momentum. The repetition of words or phrases gives the writing a pattern that becomes almost musical. You feel the rhythm even before you fully grasp the meaning. For example, she ran and ran until her legs gave out, until the world around her spun and turned. The repeating ran and until establish a steady rhythm that echoes the character's struggle. Every word has a rhythm built into it, based on the stressed and unstressed syllables. It's the natural ebb and flow of speech. Consider a line like this: the moon was low, the night was still. You'll notice how the stress naturally falls on certain syllables: moon, low, night, still. That's rhythm in action, without a single rhyme or meter, just the natural flow of language. English has a rhythmic pattern called iambic that you'll hear often in poetry, but you don't need to follow a strict meter for rhythm to work. You just need to be aware of where the natural stress falls in your lines. In poetry, sometimes a line doesn't stop at the end. It carries over into the next. That continuation creates a sense of forward movement, of momentum, and it can be a powerful way to shape rhythm. For example, the street was dark, but the light from the lamp caught the edges of her coat, a flash of white in the night. Without that carryover, the lines would feel more like isolated thoughts. But the way one line runs into the next propels you forward, almost like a heartbeat, creating a subtle sense of urgency or suspense. Now that we've explored the mechanics of rhythm, how do we actually find it in our writing? That's where writing prompts come in. They give you a starting point, something to push off from. And in the process, you start noticing the rhythm in your own words. Start with constraints. When you're working with a prompt, set some limits. Maybe you limit yourself to short sentences or restrict the punctuation. These constraints help highlight rhythm by forcing you to make deliberate choices. For example, use a prompt like "the last time you saw them" and give yourself just 5 lines to work with. This limitation pushes you to focus on how each word and each line can carry a rhythm. Focus on sound. Prompts often give you an image, a phrase, or a scenario. Use that as a base to play with sound. Read your lines aloud. Feel how they flow. Do they create a smooth rhythm, or do they stumble? You can adjust pace by tweaking sentence length, punctuation, or word choice. A prompt like "the city at dawn" might inspire lines with short, sharp beats. For example, "the streetlights flicker, the air is still, the first car roars." The rhythm here is fast, punctuated by each short sentence, much like the quick pace of early morning activity. Let the rhythm lead. Don't be afraid to let rhythm guide your writing. Sometimes you'll find that the way a line sounds is more important than the story it tells. Focus on how it feels as you write, and don't be afraid to follow the flow of your words. If the rhythm leads you into unexpected places, follow it. Let the prompt be a springboard for discovering new ideas and new ways to express them. And remember, it's okay to play around. Rhythm in writing isn't about getting it just right. It's about experimenting and finding the pace that feels right for the piece. Putting it into practice and some quick tips. Rhythm is subtle, but it's one of the most powerful tools in your writing toolkit. Once you start tuning into it, you'll notice how it affects everything from tone to pacing to mood to meaning. The beauty of short-form writing is that every word matters, and rhythm lets those words carry more weight. So here's your challenge for this coming week. Pick a writing prompt, anything that sparks your interest, and pay close attention to the rhythm as you write. Don't overthink it, just listen to how it moves. Here's some quick tips to keep in mind as you dive into rhythm. Mix up sentence length. Short and snappy for speed, long and flowing for tension. Use punctuation strategically. Commas for pauses, em dashes for breaks, and periods to control the pace. Read aloud. The rhythm will feel different when you hear it. Let rhythm guide you. Don't be afraid to follow the flow of the words and see where it leads. You might not get it perfect, but that's the point. The more you experiment, the more you'll start to hear the rhythm of your writing. The first microfiction piece comes from a single word prompt, bodacious. It's one of those words that practically dances on the tongue, and I wanted to lean into that, exploring how rhythm and sound can carry a story, even in just a few sentences. Rhythm isn't only for poetry, it's baked into good storytelling. It shapes the mood, guides the ear, and, if you're lucky, leaves a little echo behind. No one knew where she came from. Just showed up one Tuesday with a grin too wide and boots too loud. Called them bodacious, like it was a spell. She drank soda through a crazy straw and claimed the bubbles whispered rumors. Truth fizzes, she said, if you stir it right. Then she tapped her foot once, twice, doors unlocked, dogs danced, and the mayor forgot his own name. She left before the echo did. The second microfiction piece comes from a single word prompt, pugnacious. A sharp little thing, all spit and elbows. It's a great word for playing with pace because it carries a natural tension. In creative writing, rhythm isn't just about flow. It can be used to create friction. The cadence of a sentence can push against the reader, crack a joke, or even soften something rough. With a word like pugnacious, the sound practically writes the attitude for you. He wasn't big, but he walked like thunder in a teacup. He called his temper pugnacious, like it was a pet he trained just enough to misbehave. He argued with pigeons, shouted at clouds, once challenged a stop sign to a duel. Folks kept their distance, until one day, he bowed to a breeze and said, "You win." The whole street exhaled. Even the pigeons nodded. The third microfiction piece comes from a single word prompt, ostensible. It's one of those words that hides behind a smirk. Great for playing with layers, misdirection, and tone. In this piece, I had fun with the idea of someone whose role and reality don't quite match up, and how rhythm can help sell that mismatch. His job was ostensibly quality control, but nobody knew what that meant. He just wandered the halls with a clipboard and a yo-yo, nodding sagely at vending machines. Said he was monitoring entropy. Once stapled a bagel to the break room ceiling and labeled it experiment in progress. HR tried to catch him, but he left a note. Success is often mistaken for chaos. This first poem was inspired by a writing challenge where the prompt was to choose one word, defiance, soul, or protest, and let that word guide the writing. I, of course, decided to push the boundaries and incorporate all three words. Another part of the challenge was to channel the raw energy and unapologetic spirit of Nina Simone. What you'll hear is a rhythm-driven piece that channels her energy and doesn't shy away from truth. Feel it, the rhythm, in the bones you forgot you had, in the back alley heartbeat when the lights flicker in the rain. They said, sing pretty, but she didn't. She bled, she howled, she whispered truths that made the room flinch. Maybe it's a song wrapped in smoke, bruised and barefoot, the kind of soul you don't clean up for company. Defiance doesn't ask twice. It just stands there, grinning like it knows what you dream in secret. Don't wait. Don't ask. Speak backwards if you must. Make them lean in to listen. Protest isn't always loud. Sometimes it's the quiet that cracks the wall, the note that won't die, the echo that smells like rain. The second poem was inspired by the writing prompt, Website. When I saw the prompt, I immediately thought, what a serendipitous choice. It arrived just as I was putting the finishing touches on my redesigned author site. The timing felt uncanny, like a bit of synchronicity too precise to ignore. I call this poem, The Site Remains. A knock, but no door. A voice, but filtered through 3,000 middlemen and a broken captcha. I built a room in the middle of fog, hung a sign, lit a candle in the shape of a cursor, said, this is mine. Come if you remember me. A website, yes, but more than that, the shape of my shadow carved in pixels. The hosts, they flicker. Platforms shift like sand drunk on static. But this place stands. Bare code, my hands. No algorithm whispered it into being. I chose the font, the shade of blue, the doorbell sound, the absence of pop-ups. You must own your name, the old cold walker said, or else someone else will wear it with worse shoes. Here I write. Here I wait. No sponsor, no gate. Just a room in the fog, warm with fingerprints and an echo that sounds like me. The third poem was inspired by a writing prompt with a fun challenge. I had three words to work with: resonant, curling, and clock. And the rule was simple. I couldn't use the prompt words directly in the piece. It was all about letting the words guide me without being literal. This piece came from letting the imagery lead, letting the rhythm be shaped by instinct, repetition, and silence. You'll hear what I mean. No feet, but it came through the thought of a door. Tick back. Spiral in. Truth hums beneath the skin. Felt it, didn't see. In the floor, in your teeth, in the heat that wouldn't leave. Don't ask when, ask why the walls breathe when you're alone. I'm excited to share my own take on the writing prompt from episode 10, which was a story idea from the Brainstorium podcast hosted by Anna Tizard. You can find more of her prompts and creative mischief at annatizard.com. That's annatizard.com. The writing prompt was The Plush Poltergeist. No poetry response this week, but here was my initial response to Anna for this prompt. A hard-boiled teddy bear, cursed and stuffed with regret, solves crimes in a city of haunted toys. Polyester noir meets plush absurdity. Someone's gutting Beanie Babies, and Grizz Malone's the only fuzz with enough fluff to crack the case. But that was just my starting point. I took it from there, and, well, what unfolded is something entirely new. Let me share some of it with you. The working title for this story is The Last Stitch. It was the kind of night that made the stitches itch. Cold drizzle slicked the streets, pooling in the seams of broken sidewalks. Somewhere, a music box played half a lullaby before winding down into silence. I hunched deeper into my coat, a patchwork of old doll clothes and bad decisions, and lit a match off the curb. The flame guttered in the rain, but it gave me just enough light to see the body. It was a beanie, Dragon class, maybe third edition, split clean down the middle. Beans spilled from the gash, glistening like guts in the gutter. No struggle, no witnesses, except a busted, wind-up ballerina spinning circles nearby, her porcelain face cracked in three places. I squatted next to the corpse and pulled my hat lower over my button eye. Somebody's sending a message, I muttered, and they're using a real sharp needle. Behind me, the rookie from the precinct, a jumpy sock monkey named Lenny, shifted from foot to foot. "You think it's the plush poltergeist, Grizz?" he whispered, eyes darting to the dark alleys. I sighed, the sound of wheezing through my threadbare chest. "Kid," I said, standing up and brushing rain off my coat, "ghosts don't gut you with precision. That's a meat job. Someone with a real steady hand." I looked down at the dragon's empty husk, and no conscience left to lose. This week's writing prompt plays with silence, stillness, and the strange gaps where meaning almost happens. Here it is. Write a paragraph and then remove all the verbs. No running, no speaking, no is or are. Just the leftover pieces, the bones of the sentence. What kind of rhythm appears when action disappears? As usual, I'll share my response to this prompt on the next episode. As always, I'd love to see what you come up with. Share your response on Blue Sky using the hashtag PromptedPodcast. Whether it's flash fiction, poetry, a single wild line, or whatever the prompt sparks in you. If there are any shared works, then I'll feature a few standouts in the next episode. Happy writing! Thank you for listening to another episode of Prompted, where we spark imagination one writing prompt at a time. Be sure to tune in each week for fresh inspiration. You can subscribe on our website, thepromptedpodcast.org, or find us on your favorite podcast platform.